النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and he was the 10th divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet. He was the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure branch from the tree of Nubuwa, the tree of prophethood, and he was a brilliantly shining bow from the tree of Imama. It was by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam and his fathers that the Almighty Allah has consolidated Islam and exalted monotheism.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jam'atul Kabira issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabih at-tuja wa a'lam at-tuqa wa dawil nuha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of the 10th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. When talking about the conversations and the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, we find that one of the most beautiful and outstanding traits of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was His Eminence's generosity. Now, of course, he was very generous when it came to helping the poor and the weak and the needy from among the Muslim Ummah. We find in one such conversation that a few companions of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam had come to him to meet him. And so it was Abu Amr Uthman bin Sa'id and Ahmad bin Ishaq al-Ash'ari and Ali bin Ja'far al-Hamadani. Now, these individuals came to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, and Ahmad bin Ishaq, he complained of a debt that he had. He said to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam that I have this heavy debt upon me. I'm not able to repay it. And of course, this is causing problems and issues for my livelihood and my life. And so Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he turns to his agent Amr and he says to him, give Ahmad bin Ishaq 30,000 dinars and give to Ali bin Ja'far al-Hamdani another 30,000 dinars. Now, this 30,000 dinars is an incredibly large amount of money. Now, for that time, or for this time, a matter of fact, but for that time more so, and this really shows the generosity of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Now, this doesn't mean that he, you know, extravagantly gave these individuals, you know, way more than they needed. No, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam gave these people the amount of money that they needed to pay off their debts and to help the other needy people that were around them, for example, in the area of Hamadan, where Ali bin Ja'far was from. Now, from this conversation, we learn that we must also help our brothers and sisters in the Muslim world. We must help our family members, right? Charity and generosity starts from the home. So if our brothers and sisters, if our children, if our parents, if these individuals are in need, then we have to help them first. But the main thing is to help people. Unfortunately, it seems like the more money that we amass, the less money we give out to people in charity and the less generous we become. But Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam teaches us something completely different. His Eminence teaches us that generosity and helping the poor is a most definite duty of every single one of us. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Sometimes we see that, you know, attitude. We realize, you look at the whole story of shaitan, right at the beginning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the assembly of malaika, where shaitan, being a jinn, still had elevated to a status where he was there. And he was included in the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do sajda to Adam. And what does he say? He said, Allah, I have worshipped you for years and years and years. And I will only do sajda to you and no one else. Maybe a person, you know, a human being will say, oh, he's such a loyal, you know, servant of me. Doesn't want to do sajda to anyone but me. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? He was banished. And he became mal'oon. Why? Because the whole idea of worshipping Allah and being obedient to Him is to be obedient the way He wants us to obey Him. Not according to my own standard. I can't get up one day, you know, and feeling well. Now that Allah has given me total shafa today, instead of 2 rakat fajr, I will do it 4 rakat. No, that namaz will be rejected and become batil. I can do my 2 rakat fajr namaz and do maybe 2 extra as a sunnah, shukr for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I can't change the way Allah wants me to do things. And so when we talk about rukhsat, wherever Allah has given us the rukhsat, you know, we have, and rukhsat means what? He has given us the convenience. Okay, do it this way easily. You know, when we talk about traveling these days, people come and say, you know, well, maybe those laws about traveling, fasting and traveling was for the days of camels, not the when we have aeroplanes. You know, it's so easy for us. It's not an issue of being easy and hard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ Surah Baqarah. Whoever is traveling or not feeling well, then they fast the other days. Whether it is the days of the Prophet, you know, when they travel by camel or the planes, it doesn't make any difference. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that convenience. And to reject that convenience is actually to insult Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en/call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.